Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everybody. Do you know, I actually giggled at that dream thing last week because I completely forgot that I said it.
Yeah, but did you giggle about us being scammed and having to park under the ground today? Because it said Smiler on camera, Smile, you're being scammed.
Smile, you're paying 23 euro an hour for a bit of parking.
Sick of shit.
Have you no staff passes are acting up in here? Because like,
we've been asking.
You drive a bike.
Do you? And you think he's getting a staff pass for us? No.
I can't even get in and out the door. I was outside because I went for a wee for a half an hour.
No.
Oh, God, love me. Oh. I'm still gammy from the weekend.
Yeah, fucking me. You're actually buckled. It's when I seen you having a ball, but I'm so happy because you're just giddy buckled. But then I don't know where you are because I disappeared down from your group and I was like, right, come on. So I don't know how your night ended up. Like, where did you end? Like, you were very giddy. Were you dead after that?
Oh my God, like a bag of water. So I had a chicken filler roll that morning of pride, lads. I'm talking about pride.
Did you get a vape as well?
Yeah, a vape and a chicken filler roll.
You had the exact same.
I did, because I'm 28 and I'm allowed to get a vape. So had me chicken filler roll, that was grand. And then I started off drinking, you know, them Gordon's gin cans. They usually go down all right on me. Like, I'm usually quite well with them. And then when we got to pride, all she had to drink was those fucking cans of either.
Like White Claw. The absolute ones White Claw are massive. The purple and pink ones.
Yeah, but Sean, my teeth were like sugar puffs after.
Like someone got a sugar paste and rubbed it on your gum and left you sitting there.
Do you know what? It wasn't one bit funny. And I had a little tube of toothpaste and my toothbrush in my bag, right? Because I knew that was going to happen. But I obviously forgot to do it to drunk or I got. I just didn't brush my teeth in the corner because that was my plan. And what was I going to say? Oh, Phil, I need to eat. Especially if I'm out all day, like I need to eat something. So I got real excited and I was like, of course I was going to go over to the Al Bar truck because that was all I wanted for the whole time.
Already so low. Already so low.
The queue went from, like, do you know the way there was two stages? The queue went from that stage out to the other stage. I said, no, I'm sorry. Ciara Bourke wouldn't queue with me for any... I'm only messing. Ciara Bourke came with me to try and find somewhere to queue. All of the food trucks were up the walls. I said, I'm not standing them. There's no way. So I didn't eat for the whole entire day. Sean.
Did your man not pack you a lunch in your bag?
Do you know what? Do you know when we were walking in the door? So they have a rule in Calvin's...
I'm so surprised. You would have been standing there eating your man's food in the middle of the rest.
I absolutely would have. With no shame whatsoever. But in Collins Barracks, they had on the mother... notification when you got your ticket, you can't bring in a bag any bigger than an A4 page. So of course me door at my school bag, I said I will be going in my school bag and that's the end of it. We were walking in the door and your man went to pick up an A4. I said don't.
What,
I said put it down, a laminated A4 page. I said put the fucking thing down. I said now leave it. And he was just looking at me. I said you didn't see that, now leave it. And I ran in the door with my school bag on my back.
What was in your school bag, please?
Well, by the end of the night, my cowboy boots.
What?
Were stuffed into my scale bag. So short, my feet. No, do you know what? I told you, I already went for a 10K walk and all my feet blistered. The whole
for a 10K walk?
The other day.
When did you never tell me that?
Last week. And all the bottom of my feet blistered, exploded. I had no skin on the bottom of my feet.
From a 10K walk?
Sean.
Fuck off.
I'm very fragile after the treatment. Oh no, Sean.
After the treatment?
I can't even hold a cold cup, a hot cup of tea or a cold cup of tea because my hands blister.
That's
a cold
very true.
Cup of tea. Oh, Carly. But honest to God, I can't.
Top pair of hands.
I can't hold anything hot or my skin cuts and blisters so easy. All under my feet, the skin was gone. As Ciara Bourke, the skin was gone after about my feet. So I bought a pair of old sliders in my bag and a pair of Nike stockings. Do you not see my feet halfway through that day?
No.
I'll send you a video.
Oh, thanks a million.
Yeah, but anyway.
See that? No, come on, continue on. No, people need to know how your Pride Day went.
No.
Mine, yours was better than mine.
Pride wasn't great. Dude, it was awful. Start from here, because Pride wasn't fucking great.
It was shy.
Mother didn't do it for me.
What was the crack with that?
But in all fairness, I was told that previous years weren't a May West,
yeah,
but
no,
it was
some
just...
people texted me that after I put it up. I was like, private shy, pass it on.
Yeah, but the amount of people that said the same to me, like loads of people said, you should have just street crawled, you should have went to all the different bars, yeah, and had a ball out.
We were
outside
like Panty at the start. Did you go there at all?
No, and was that good?
Yeah, it was a little ball, so like the whole little four.
You would have been better off staying there.
Portlaoise was everywhere, so that was
and
grand.
Then an awful lot of people went to Davina in the night time and said, yeah, it was fucking brilliant.
No fucking tickets anywhere.
Yeah, well, I didn't even know that was on.
And they were like, if you had no band, so like, it was just so handy for the bouncers because no band were just saying no. And then the George, I said, oh, no, couldn't the whole queue. So the main entrance for the George was, you know, the smoking area, them
yeah,
big doors.
Yeah.
Not the normal doors right. To go up the stairs, them ones. And it was all the way, like, literally all the way down the street to the right.
It's not even enjoyable, though, when you. Like,
me walking up to Don. I said, do you need anything in the shop, Don?
You were licking her ass.
Do you want a coffee? You look really tired. She's like, no, end the queue. I was like, oh, I'm going to go home now, okay, bye.
Did she slingshot you down
no,
the end
to
of the
be
queue?
Fair, no, she's had to be in standing there all day. Like, the last wish she wants is me coming yeah. up for her. Do you want anything in the shop, Don? Yeah.
Because I would have likened to go to that. I didn't even see the advertising.
Jack Swift and I was on it.
Was he on the stage?
Yeah, no, he was. Like, full on, like, Davina was talking, like, oh, we have Jack Swift. Like, he was on the stage.
He's
like, backstage,
isn't
waiting to go on that stage to perform.
He's fucking dead right.
Dead right.
And Una. Yeah, she was on it. So actually, Chris Kieran was dancing with her.
I seen that.
We love Chris.
Beautiful man.
We love you.
But come here, on a scale from one to back to mother, did you see... like, maybe at your provision, these three pups walking around. Did it
the dog.
Day? The dog?
That's just not on the mic.
No, sorry. But no, did you see the three pups? Because Charlotte Bourne and Laura Walker's jaw hit the floor. They were like, what the fuck is this? They're like, why is there three puppies coming at us? And I was like, what? They were like, three pups. I said, oh, that's nothing. I said, we've been to Grand Canary Pride. That's nothing.
I was going to say, if you like, brought them nothing. To Pride, they'd have a heart attack. Because like, I thought there was going to be more of that. In fairness, I thought there was going to be more leather and more dogs.
No.
No, they'd be so baffled if they were brought to Grand Canary Pride because people walk around on their knees, like on their hands and knees.
On their hands and knees in the gravel.
Pretending to be wow-wows.
Wow-wows.
And no knee pads are at none. And their
proper
knees are
dogs.
On glass and on gravel and they're no. walking on their hands and knees for hours at a time through Pride. Because this is
the
what
main man
them
in front
on.
Of them is like Cruella de Vil. He's like, come on, let's go. It's bizarre. Three of them are latched together on like, they had a full-on mask and a little fake tail waggling and they just started barking.
Oh my God, did you see a man's tail and it was blown in the wind?
Blown in the wind?
No, like this was proper.
It was bizarre. No. What do you mean you're a Dalmatian today, you know? What do you
no,
mean?
No, I don't want a kink shame.
You don't want a kink shame? You don't want a kink shame?
No, you can't. But, like, isn't it mad that that's what turns some people on? Like, do you know that dirty den that's in Grand Canary? Do you know what I don't know, like, and all the dirty baths?
No, we can't. Can we even talk about that? I don't think
of course we can. People do be going to wee on each other.
No,
in
you
there
stop
and
it. No,
did
you? Can't.
You?
No.
Did you?
Look at your smile.
Because it makes me
do you remember
giggle?
One of the lads, I can't say his name, we just appeared with no clothes on. And I was like, where is he? He's like, oh, you have to leave it at the door. And now I can't find it. So he's just roaming around in the nude.
In
the
nude.
In the dark. All this mad. It's bizarre. Couldn't.
But you know what?
No, I don't, so tell me, please.
More power to them.
Power to who?
Imagine,
you're in the dark, no
right,
one can see you.
Imagine being that horny.
Oh.
That you don't mind going around dressed up as a dog, like.
Yeah, to be fair.
Have you any mad fetishes? Be honest. Be honest.
Oh, no, I won't be doing fetishes. My man already thinks that I'm a dirty. Hear what?
Is
I can't
that
be saying this. I'm not disclosing no information.
Sean.
My man thinks I'm a whore. But the past two podcasts, I can't be listening
in
to her.
Fairness,
in all fairness, me, God love me, ma.
Yeah.
God shake, you have to get checked. So on the way in here, I was like, I'm going to have to get the free STI thing that you got sent out to me. Am I dying? Thanks a million.
So,
for that.
No STI check, but I did go in for an ultrasound yesterday on my pelvis.
Yesterday?
Yeah. So before you go in, Sean, when you have an uterus, right, you have to make sure that your bladder is full to the brim. Bear in mind, I only need 2 sips of water and I'm full. I've the tiniest toddler bladder in the whole world.
Right.
So they forced me to drink loads and loads of water to go in and get this scan done. So your man has this thing on my stomach and they press right down on your
what,
stomach.
What, like you're pregnant? Like the gel and all?
Yeah, yeah. But while you're bursting far away. Why so your man's here dragging this around my stomach to check your bits and your pieces and all the whole lot.
Right.
And with that, your man says to me, oh, we're going to have to do an internal scan. I said, please, not this. So there's a camera on a big stick that has to go up your...
I know.
Yeah. up Yahoo Nanny.
Yahoo Nanny?
Up Yahoo Nanny.
A little Mary.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And do you know what? I'm not afraid of it anymore because when I had to get the egg retrieval for the IVF, I had to have that done every second day.
Well, you have your eggs and all problems in there?
Yeah.
Oh, mammy, man.
Frieda's 114. My mum always says when I'm trying to wobble, she's like, Frieda's 114. She doesn't deserve them. All the time.
Now, please tell me what happens with these eggs. Like, what do you mean? They're just frozen, and then what happens then if you really want to go ahead? And
so they did live in a fridge in town, right? So my kids are townies, right? And then they got moved out to Swords. Did I not tell you this already? My kids are posh, yeah, they live in Swords.
Like where?
In a fridge somewhere in a big freezer. Somewhere. My kids are on ice in Swords.
Isn't that
yeah.
mad? You just have little kids and you're stuffing them in yeah. someone's fridge.
Yeah. So after, right, so they freeze them for you and they're frozen for free for 10 years.
For free.
For free.
Brilliant.
And then you have to pay €300 a year after that. To keep
them
frozen.
You won't be paying nothing.
I won't be paying the volley. No, I'm only messing. Now, the only thing is, and I got really upset one day because I didn't realise that you could do this. So on Twitter, a girl had up about donating her eggs. And I was like, oh my God, I can do that with mine. Obviously, I'm not going to use fucking 14. And I'm like, I'll donate mine. And I was like, I'm not sure I'm the best candidate to donate it because it was going to want mine. So I was like, what a fucking waste. That's devastating. So yeah, I'm certainly not having 14 fucking kids.
Is that how many eggs are for us?
14?
14.
I was very lucky, Sean. Like, no, and God forgive me, and I'm actually
and
not even making a laugh.
And there's percentages in your eggs, like, of being like, oh, this is successful, or no, or is it just like, you just...
No, not, you just, so they removed 22 and 14 I can use, which is amazing. Like sometimes, Sean,
you get
like,
a baby, you get a baby.
But no, and without making a laugh, sometimes women go for egg retrievals and don't even get one. So I was very, very lucky in that right. sense. So yeah, when it time comes to it, now we don't know whether I'm going to be able to have kids on my own. I don't, have I ever spoken this?
I don't think so. Normally I'd be very up to date, which I like.
Yeah,
I don't
no,
think
well,
about this.
We don't know if I'm going to be able to carry kids on my own or not. So if I can't, it'll have to be, we go through the IVF process and
because
I'll use...
Because you're like me and you.
Me and you, because there's no other man going to inseminate me, so no. Here we are. Get the turkey face that we're on it.
No. No one else. 14. We run 14 out of go. Benefits. No. Benefits.
Get me booed for me 14.
We're not getting sponsored, but we'll
Sean,
take it
it's
back.
About 80 grand to cook one of them. We haven't a euro between us.
Is that how much it is?
Yeah.
It's all right for free by the time we just go. Does that work like that?
Yeah, no, well, I can't just put it in a petri dish, Sean, and mix it up and fuck.
Well, you never know until you try.
Like,
you're 14, get, like, go. That, so
you know
we give
I mean?
It a bash.
No, but then if I want to do it, Sean, so I can go to a clinic, right, and there's a big book of men. A big, huge book of men.
No.
I swear to God, they donated their sperm. And I can go through the book and
I'll
it'll tell
the
me
girls, son.
Yeah, it'll tell me what height the man is, what ethnicity he is, is he athletic.
Right, go
so
for
I
it
can,
give
what
it to
do
us.
I want?
Yeah, what do you want?
Right, I actually don't have a type.
Like you can have anything in the world right now.
I don't have a type. So I don't know. Do you
nut
know what
jobs
I'd like
is what you have.
I'd be like, can the man just have a tan please, because my child isn't going to be wax white. It's a hard life, right. It is a very hard life. I feel like my child deserves to be tan. After what I went through as a ginger woman, I feel like they just deserve to have a little bit of a tan.
Right, so sell it to us. Let's go.
I'd like them to be musically gifted.
Oh, God.
Yeah, musically really. Gifted, a bit athletic, have a tan, and yeah, that's it. I'm happy with that.
That's it.
Because it's kind of on me if they're intelligent or anything, isn't it?
What
like I have to send them to school.
Really bad crooked teeth.
I said braces. I had my teeth. I was like a squirrel, and no. I got lovely braces. So yeah, what would you? Who would you pick to be your baby's father if you could go through a little manual now?
Oh, I don't really know.
Waffy
no, it'd be
like
probably tall, dark, and handsome kind of thing.
Tall,
like
and handsome.
Handsome.
And handsome.
No, definitely would have to have a bit of sporty now with him.
Now, can I ask you a question? Seeing as we're gone down this roof or whatever.
Like,
reason.
I don't know how bizarre this is.
Oh my God.
Ian's like, what
this,
the fuck
yeah,
is like?
Yeah, I don't know how we got here, but we're going to keep on going. Do you, as a gay man, see yourself being a father in the future?
Me?
Yeah, no, really, I'm not actually joking.
Sorry, now if it's 80 grand for your free egg to have a child, how much do you think it'd be for two gay men to have a child?
If money wasn't a factor in it. Now, saying that, you don't always have to go the IVF route or the surrogate route, you can
will
obviously
you just give
go
me a
the
child
adoption route.
Even for me and my husband?
Do you really want one to come out of me, Sean?
I think it'd be so funny. I think it'd have a story for all true life.
Oh, no, it would be hilarious. The child would be guaranteed fucking gas.
Guaranteed
but
gas.
But other than that, no, I don't think that I have the best chance now to be rooting through.
Well, I'll
but
give it a bash.
Anyway, if money wasn't an issue, and you had the money to get a surrogate or like that, go down that route, or else you can adopt. Do you honestly see yourself, if you meet someone that you fall in love with, would you see yourself as a father?
Yeah, well, I can't really say that right now, like, because I'm clearly single all my life.
No, but is there something you've ever thought about, or that you'd...
The odd time when the kids are very good, I'm like, oh, love you, can't wait to have one of my own. But then they just turn into devils again, I'm like, his little bastard, just...
Like, recently it came up in me, and I wouldn't mind, I am not onto anybody, I am not seeing anybody, but recently I was like, oh, would I like to be a man? And it kept on kind of coming in and out of my brain. But then my friend put up a status there the other day, right? Jacqueline O'Reilly, I'm calling you out.
J-O-R.
She's... Now, this girl is hilarious, right? And she started having twins. They're, what are they, 2.5, I think, yeah. Sean, she put up a status the other day. She said one of them's crawling to walls and she's a lunatic. And she said, won't shut the fuck up crying from the time he opens his eyes, from the time he goes to bed. And I was howling. And the amount of Mars writing back underneath to being like, my child's the same. My child's the same. And my child never stops crying. And my child didn't stop crying until she was 6. Mine is still in the bed beside me. She's 8 years of age and she
everyone's
still
going ham.
Sean, here I was. I never need a contraceptive again in my life. Like, this is how they're setting me up. I don't... What do you mean? They don't stop crying because I have sensory problems.
No, we know you do.
Do you know what I mean?
You're definitely... Were you a good child? Did your ma have had it? Or you
my
like...
ma said I was brilliant up until...
2.
No, I was great up until I hit about 4th or 5th class.
Oh, did you?
My ma said I was a joy of a child. I wasn't a bother at me. Loads of manners. Real good. She said, no, I was hyper. She said, but I wasn't bowled. And I always... Because I was shitting at me ma.
Yeah, very
the bleeding
true.
Hairy side of a hand I used to get if I carried on, and there you go, I was terrified of myself. I was very well behaved. But now we hit about 4th or 5th class and I was like, bollocks. But I know that I'll be sent a child for me since.
No, 110%.
I know I will. And do you know what, Sean? I don't know how parents do it, because how am I going to give out to you? I would be on me hands and knees laughing if my child got smart me out. What do you mean?
Would you give out to someone else's child?
No, shit. And that's why I actually, do you know what? I think that's what frightens me, being around other people's kids, because when they're being little bastards, you can't open their mouth, they're not yours.
No, but you'd be like...
So you're like, shut. Do you know what? Like, some of my friends' kids would say something to them and I'd be like,
but then I'm also
pig.
Like, don't talk to my friend like that, you little bastard.
That's what I mean. I'm like, little pugs of a thing. But then I'm like, it's absolutely not my child to start on. And then another thing as well, I find myself wanting to give me senses to kids and I'm 28, I can't do that. So, like, do you ever look at your niece and nephew and be like, I'd bullshit, you, but you can't really do that?
Oh, yeah, 110%.
Yeah.
Yeah, but one is just very bored, and I'm just like, oh, I just love you so much, and the other one's just a little diva. So I'm like, you're a little diva.
She is hilarious.
No,
I feel like
she's
done
her fourth little show and all, a little stage skill show. She's just, I don't know what song it was, but she's just a nut. She's a nut, like.
I don't be well for the kids and them in their little costumes.
But Cherie can sing and act, so I'm hoping, because she's starting in this and she's about 1, yeah. I'm hoping she's going to be a little star.
A little superstar? Yeah. Oh my God, you're going to be a dance mom?
If not, she'll probably be a boxer and just end up kicking the head because she's that temper.
The girls
ever seen
are
when
always
just
shake
their head like little skits?
Yeah.
Scrape in the face
the
off you.
The girls are insane. If I'm boys, are so much softer, and the little young ones do be ready to open someone.
Well, I'm ready to open up a little story here that Charlotte, aka Charlotte, everyone knows Charlotte now, she keeps getting stopped and she's fuming. She's like, are you that girl that was in the car wash? Like, ah, not today, not today, fuck off, not today. The video of her in the car
so
wash.
So funny.
So basically, she works with a girl. We'll call the girl Mary, all
okay.
right? Okay. And a whole scandal happened where Mary lives, which is in the country somewhere.
Okay.
Right? So basically, it was like a whole Gossip Girl thing. So this letter started going around and it'd be like, oh, like it'd be like me and your husband and wife and we have Viv and his kids. And it'd be like, no, Carly was saying we're like, just like Kara broke down the road, they were staying together in a hotel. And everyone was like, what the fuck's this? So just started a whole hullabaloo. And then it started happening and getting worse. And Charlotte was like, you know, when Charlotte was telling the story, now I swear to God, I was on the deck. I wish she was here to tell it. But she was like, Sean, what the fuck? So it got that bad that whoever this was going around the town sending letters to everyone in the town and started like bulking up like Gossip Girl. They had to take all their like Christmas cards down, the wedding cards down, because they're like, who wrote these letters? Like, they're causing all the drama. The whole town erupted. Like, she knew everything. It was a she. It was a shame.
Was she this board sending out handwritten letters?
Handwritten letters. But no one knew who this chick is because she only got here, so she wouldn't have known anyone from the town for weddings, nothing like that. So she just started like hiding behind.
Storing up shite, like.
No storing up shit, right? So then community came together, taking on wedding cards. Where else we? She's her early 30s, by the way. She done this because she wanted to. After she got caught, she, just because I wanted to, and she drank with them every single weekend in the local and let everyone talk about these letters. And she's like, no, never got one. So then she wrote herself one, and she didn't realize that everyone had all these cards together, and got herself caught out. So basically, she got banned from the whole county. They kicked her out. They kicked her out. How bizarre is that? All because she wanted. She was just a young, like, how are you girl? Like, as in, like, just what? One of us went down, called Sham, and then got kicked out because she wrote herself a letter. And then they kept saying, oh, that letter's awful. So she kept writing herself one. And then they came back together and they were like, they're all the letters. They're just writing. And then she got kicked out. She's full on banned. I don't know where it's from, but she's banned. Imagine how bizarre that is.
There'd have to be something severely wrong with you. And how would you have so much time on your hands to...
How'd you even know?
Like, yeah, first of all, how do you know all the business? Second of all, where do you get the time from? She clearly didn't have a job, did she?
I don't know. Because you know...
She couldn't have. Because what do you mean?
She's literally everyone's pen pal causing the drama.
And she was caught and she was just like, yeah, I did it because I wanted to. That's the image of that. Do you know that skill shoot or that young one? Oh. Tell me why I don't like Mondays. They wrote the song about her and they were like, why did you shoot? Like, she shot up a kindergarten school over in America. And they were like, why did you do it? And she was like, I don't like Mondays. I don't know whether I said that on this. But yeah, they were like, why did you do it? I don't like Mondays. No. What do you mean? Like,
that was her.
So let me just uptorn everybody's life because I fuck all else to do. Like, I'm delighted she got thrown out of the county. I hope she got a slap as well on the way out. I hoped he hopped on it. People like that, you know, never got a good dig.
No, but how would you feel like knowing you wrote the letters and not knowing anyone had a clue about it? Because you're in the local, haven't you? Like, you're friends with all these people.
Yeah.
You are friends with all these people.
How do you get home to bed? Like, that's just insane. That's remember
psychotic.
That
what
thing
the
happened
fuck?
On Instagram? What was that called again? Remember that?
I'm not even speaking about that. I think I was on many of them.
No, but there was one particular one. I remember Jason Stevenson. Is it Jason or?
Oh my God, was that? It wasn't her. Couldn't have been her.
Don't tell me it was the same person. Yeah, no. This was in the country as well. But Jason caught the person and out with them on Instagram. And rightly fucking so.
How did he do that? He's done it for about 2-3 weeks. He'd done little deep dive and kept getting to
the But again, this was someone from the country. And let me be honest with you, you know that bald side that we don't talk about?
Yeah, yeah.
Most of the trouble on that is based around people, again, from the country. Why is it with people from the country being so vicious? Like, is there really nothing else to do when we stare on each other? Because that's fucking mad. I remember years ago, you're going to laugh at this, right? Years ago, there was a page set up and it was when Facebook was only after starting up. I don't know what I'm doing. Facebook was only after starting up, right? And again, it was like one of these fake pages. Sean, I think I said this on this podcast as well. And everybody's business was getting fucked up on it. Everybody's business. And you know, like years ago when you'd be going on sneakies with people and you didn't want anybody to know, Carly Mahady was out with this person last night, and it was so true.
Oh.
It was so true. Like, they literally knew everybody's business, Sean. It was ridiculous. And then there was like friends of mine going up in it that were like seeing people that they shouldn't have been seeing. Not that that was even in Rellos, but just people that they weren't supposed to have been with. And it was all going up and it was all fucking true. And I was like, what is going on? Someone ended up going to Garda. Because, like, honest to God, and that's
what's
just because...
What's the IP address?
That's what they went for. And they did find out who it was in the end, but because you were a minor, they weren't allowed to tell. And then it was all the guard. It was like, if anybody finds out who that is, we'll know you told them and this, that and the other. But they did get caught. They were putting up dreadful things. It wasn't just people, like, was out kissing and all the whole lot. It was accusing people that were older, sleeping with people that were younger and all. It was mad. People are crazy.
Not jobs. But you know who also was crazy when I was standing there? Just one more and then we're going off for Pride and then we move on to another topic.
Oh no, go, I love it.
So standing there in the queue and I was like, no, I'm going to piss myself because we went into Panty at the start and they were like €15 for a double vodka and I was like, oh no, I don't have that many €15 today. I have to keep going. I don't have that many €15. And especially not standing there where everyone's sweating the tits off. You're like, it was jam packed. Everyone's going to Spar, like 5 shops down. €2 for a can of Absolut. Mm. Everyone was coming down there, so I went down there, got 7 cans, but I was clearly drinking them to beat the band because I was like, let's get me drunk. Stand at Portaloo, and I was like, I just have to keep dancing here, like, you know, that little dance so I don't piss myself. So, man, I'm going to say he's about 50. And I'm going to say that he thought he was masculine. However, you are not masculine. And I'm allowed to say that because I'm femme as well. And he is a little bally man. And he was just like, oh my God, break my hip. And I was like, who's screaming that? So his hip is getting broken. And I was like, oh, that's what I said. It's like, why is he coming over towards me? He's coming over towards me. I'm going to piss myself. I can't speak. I'm going to piss myself. Please, no. And he's like, so you know that you have like break my hip on your lip. I forgot I have a tattoo on my lip. I was like, what? And he was like, on your lip. I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, you've tattooed. I was like, yeah, forgot all about that. Thanks a million for bringing that back up. And he was like, so basically I was riding this fella and I was like, oh, here we go. Lovely. He's like, so I physically broke his hip in the hotel. So the ambulance had to come because just that hard that I can't break his hip. So if you really want your hip broken, I can do it for you. I said, let me tell you something.
I'd say PTSD from my ankle and you're talking about breaking
hip. So you know how to count to eight, take 8 steps back. Back the fuck up off of my face.
I'm gonna piss myself, mister.
You just kept repeating it and getting PTSD.
No.
I was like, no, I physically don't want my hip broke because I couldn't walk on my ankle. Depressive episode. It took me a year to come out of it. And now you want me not be able to have mobility in my hip?
No, thanks.
No. So maybe I'm going to get this tattoo removed off my lip.
Do you know what? It's probably gone and I'll show me.
Is it?
No, does they not wash it wet? Yeah, Sean, it's just a blob now, love. It's like my ear.
Ah, it couldn't be. It is. No, it couldn't be that bad. Stop it.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, come here to me. We put up a question box, right? Now, I don't know if I'm happy about this or sad about this, but we put up a question box because I've seen a lot online people doing assumptions. So I said, let us know your assumptions about me and Sean.
Right, so we put the assumption box up, as Cardi was saying. And can I just start off, because I don't really know what this means, and I really want you to tell me. So does this mean like I used to be straight or gay? I don't know any here. You've gone belly to belly at least once. What does that mean? You've gone belly to belly. What does that mean?
Right, so I'm going to assume that that's a funny way of saying straight, is it? Gone belly
like,
to belly.
Like my little Irish sauce can go belly to belly.
I thought belly to belly meant like missionary.
I still don't know what it means, but basically,
have you ever slept with a girl?
No. But no, I can't. I couldn't. When I talk about it, will I? So basically, when I was straight, aka still very much gay, and all these people knew I was very much gay. Oh no, I couldn't talk about this. I couldn't talk about this.
You have to. We're already knee deep in it now. You have to.
Right. So this person was. I was walking at home, and I'm gonna go sick. Walking at home. Right. So basically, long story short, we are in the middle of a roundabout. That's a very busy roundabout. Standing on the edge of it, giving each other a smooch, and she's like, "Finger me." I said, "What?" Yeah. I said, "What?" She said, "Finger me." She said, "Finger me." I can't even scream because I'm gonna get sick. Oh my god. Oh no, ham roly oly. No, thank you. No, that's what she said to me, Carly. That's what she said.
Did she look you so in the face?
So hold on a minute.
Let me tell you.
She said, "Yeah." I said, "What's that?" I said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Do you want me to hold your hand? Like finger to where? Finger to where? Body to body? Where do you want me to go?" So, she had these leggings on. These, but they're not. They're like, it was like. carpet leggings. Oh. So I was trying to do it, and I was like, oh, she's going to get friction burn. I was like, she's going to see, she's going to blister. She's going to blister. She's going to need a compete patch for Armiri, I said. So yeah, basically,
like
never went back
that
to stop. I can't. So that's it.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So you've never had sexual intercourse with a woman, but you have
never
fed the pony.
Stop that.
Sorry.
Fed the pony? Fed the pony, hit that fucking fire alarm because something's burning down there. She shouldn't be wearing tights that thick. The carpet was on fire. Just, oh, at least it was warm going home. 900 denier tights.
Right, so great. So now we know. So an assumption of me was Carly was in the popular girl group in school.
Definitely. Definitely.
I was friends with everybody. No, and I genuinely, yeah. No, but I mean, like, there was no, like, main group, really, in my secondary school. There was loads of different, there was millions of us, actually. There was so many different classes different.
It's like your group at the start of the day, because that's your main group, and then everyone breaks away. And you all see each other throughout the day, and you have your little groups there and there, like, little chats, and you go on about your day.
Yeah, but believe it or not, I was in smart class in school.
Same until fifth year. Like
that teacher used to think that she was real funny, and she'd move me away from like me friends or whatever in me class, and then she put me down the back and sit me beside like the quieter girls, not realizing that they're all my friends as well, and I'm gonna act the bollocks with them as well. So like, you're not really winning anything here. So now I was friends with anybody with everybody and anybody. Yeah, realistically, there was a few that didn't like me. Like all the swats didn't like me because like I used it to swat.
Do you know what a swat is? No.
So like, a swat is like a little rat.
Oh.
Miss Cardi speaking, I can't hear you. I'm like, shh, give
you
it over.
You should have just shut your mouth then, shouldn't you?
No, why would I?
I can't say nothing because I got that. No, well.
I was too busy trying to bleed Lunchable packets of ham at the fucking windows. I was carrying that disgraceful. But yeah, so I was actually friends with everybody bar the swats that used to rat me. I didn't like them.
Okay.
Right, so there we go.
Do you have another one? No, what is this about me? Please don't come for me.
Someone said Sean's hung like a horse.
Yeah! Hung like a, like binding Dory down there. No, it's not hung like a horse. Mind your business. What news have you seen?
Oh! not for free.
Out all day. I may as well just start an OnlyFans. I may as well. That's a call and everything else.
This is a great one. Not you. But producer Ian is terrified of the period.
True or false?
Yeah. No, only sometimes.
He's right in the room. Let him speak if he wants. Look at you while you're looking at me. You're like, only sometimes.
Blink once for yes, twice for no.
No, he's like them. Do you ever see the people when they're walking through the malls and they're putting their three fingers up? That's exactly what he's like.
Oh, God. Or did you ever see like
he was that nervous that he actually flew over a band of a car because he didn't want to see us that day.
Threw himself across the banner. You are never the same after.
Someone says in my inner secret relationship. Like banging. No, very much not. Oh, okay. Someone actually called us Two Mad Ginger, and I'm allowed to say because they actually like cunts. Two Mad Ginger cunts.
So
who are doing very well for themselves. I'm not ginger.
I did read that and I said, Sean is going to lose the rag. You're not even a little bit ginger.
Not one bit ginger. Only on the beard.
That's not the first time I've heard that though.
Yeah, the beard doesn't
People have said to me before, oh, Sean has red hair, and I'm like, Sean has what? Very confused.
Said doing very well from the South Star.
Doing very well. Two red poxes doing very well. There we go. Thank you so much. Yeah, Sean, they have killings on a night out about me.
No, I think we're very full at night too.
We've never had a scrap on a night out. I don't think we have a scrap on a regular day.
No, I
day.
Think we always navigate towards each other. If we're in, like, if I'm come in after a certain hour and you're already there or whatnot, we'll always navigate towards each other somehow for the bar to have a little giggle for a shot. Yeah, and no, then we'll end up
we've
going missing.
We've never fought on a night out. We'll the only yappy time yappy. We scrap is when we're sober.
Every single
podcast day.
Don't talk to me like that. Please, no. Just don't talk to me like that, okay?
I got very emotional today on the way here, right? And me and Sean was having a conversation. I FaceTimed. And I was like, Sean, I just think this. And he was like, do you know what, Carly? I just think you're being fucking stupid. I was like, Sean, I'm not doing this today.
Don't call me stupid.
I texted him. I was like, I totally understand where you're coming from. But in future, will you just let me speak and not refer to me as stupid?
Oh, and if Sean. You wanted to know what it was about, you'd be like, what the fuck is he even on about? Someone says, I saw you at a life and was starstruck. Wanted a picture so bad. As you've helped me through most of my worst days, was raging, but you said for people not to know you, so I left you. Oh, no. I am awful. And I never said that. I said Now Picks at Little Mix people, because someone said that to me the other day at Pride. Now Picks at Little Mix. I said that was like the first episode or something. I said,
yeah, people say that to me all the time, and I'm like, that's not me, that's Sean. Like, I had nothing to do with that.
Well, Katie, if you're listening, I love you, and you can come up at any time you ever see me, because people do it anyway, and I'm only joking about that. I'll still stand and talk to you. Come on. 2 minutes of me time is all you get, and stopwatch starts now.
Sorry, now can we just address what I said to you earlier on? Somebody wrote in and said, Carly is all mouth and no action. Has she ever been in a scrap? Rude.
Here we go.
This is rude. I just feel like that's so
rude. This is what he wanted.
Because first of all, no, I'm the softest person in the whole entire world. I was in fights when I was younger.
How'd they go?
I won.
Okay.
Yeah, but I haven't fought in a very long time.
I feel like you'd be worse now.
Sean,
you've gone and beat cancer. Fight me, I'd be one. Let's go.
Oh, you feel like I'd be crazier now? Probably, like, yeah.
I'd be cancer.
No, but someone only has to fucking poke me too hard, and I'm black and blue, so I don't know like how a scrap is gonna go.
Yeah, and you can't actually walk 10k without your feet being blessed. So yeah, actually,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh no, I don't think it'd go too well. That doesn't mean swing from here out and take a chance, because I'll chew your nose.
And don't put your hands on me here, because it's only growing back 10 million.
No, seriously, I'm actually not one bit. I wouldn't be a bully or a fighter or anything. And I'll always try and avoid conflict or confrontation. I will never...
Unless it's got to do with your friends.
Oh, no. If my friends are getting in a scrap, then I'm in. But I'll never... I will always try and talk things over rather than start fighting or start getting up in people's faces and all. That's not me. I'm not tacky like that.
So basically, we were sitting there last night and I was like, well, what will we do? And I text Carly and I was like, Carly, do you ever get when you go on a holiday when you're younger after school, like, and you literally find like the man of your dreams or what may it be? And then you're doing all the bits and bobs on holidays. And then you come home from holidays and they live in the UK. And then you book a flight to the UK after a few weeks. And then you go there. Now you have absolutely nothing in common because you were just drunk on holidays. And then you just never speak again. This is a few of the stories that we got in. Very funny.
I'm very excited because this never happened to me. I never fell in love with anybody on holiday.
No, I'm going to start it off with this one that I woke up to this morning from the alarm. Went on girls' holiday. Went to Lanzarote. She fell in love with barman. She kissed one night. We went out. Second last day, we were there. Went back out there on her own 2 weeks for two nights after we got back. She quit her 40k a year job. Sold her car and all her belongings, ran to the flat and moved out there to be with him to find out he has a girlfriend and kids. Mammy.
For a barman, Lanzarote.
No, what the fuck?
Where was her friends and family?
She kissed him once on the second last night of the holiday. She's nuts.
Because you know what I'd say? Yeah, get in the car, love, and I bring you to the airport straight to you on a nine. Out you get. Because you're losing your head. The local psychiatric hospital.
Because
I'm sorry, you're not going to no airport. You are going, and you are going for a respite.
And then she flew back for two nights. Gave up her car and apartment, 40k.
Was there nobody here to talk her down, no? But you know what? It makes for a great story, so I am glad she did it, yeah. Is she all right now?
Come back to tell you, just finish off like
oh,
that.
Oh, sorry, okay.
That's how we love the story. I don't want to know. Is she all right now?
I don't know if she's home or not.
I hope she's all right.
I hope she's all right, because that is insane. I've never, do you know what? Oh, I do have a good one for you, Sean, but it's only very brief. When I was tiny, I went to Turkey with me family. Actually, funny enough, we were over there with Dwayne Edgar and... Warren Flynn and all the whole lot, and we went to this little nightclub one night, and there was a little Turkish uncle the same age as me now, and I was in love with him, but he worked in the bar job, way they're allowed to have them kids working over there since all ages. Anyway, fell in love with him, he could dance and all, and I gave him a little kiss and all, and I thought that I was going to marry him, and then I went back the next night and he was kissing some 40-year-old Elwin, and I was sobbing. I was sobbing. I was devastated. He was 14 and he was kissing a 40-year-old English woman. I said, oh my god. I really thought me and him had something special, but clearly not. Yeah, that was my only holiday romance. Do you know what? I think that actually set the score for me. Then I decided I was never going to fall in love on holidays again because I was so devastated.
I went on holiday with one of the girls, a few of the girls after school, and absolutely nuts. So basically it's in Puerto Rico, and if you know Puerto Rico, it's like an arcade game. I don't know what it is. Like, did you ever just like get the claw? Right. Carly, do you know what I mean?
That
no, you know what I mean? Do I, like, all the shops are just down under and, like, yeah, anywho. So they all have these little shops, and all the shops have, like, little paper tin roofs, like, tin foil roofs. And one of the girls that were with, don't know what happened, clearly just a bit too much to drink, started running for this valley. running for this fella because she was obsessed with him, running on the roofs of the shops, and this is going down. She was like, you ever see when white chicks and they rob the bag and they're running after each other?
Yeah.
Then at the end of the hill, there's all the police with the gun standing there, pointing lasers at her. Then we were like, no, like, you're going to have to be trapped away because that's bizarre behaviour, right, with you? Trapped her away, and then we're like, oh, can't, I'm trying to feed her cheese puff rolls, I'm trying to feed her something. I was like, please just go to sleep. I was like, yeah, no. She's like, yeah, yeah. I went outside, had to lock her in. I was like, just chill out there for a minute. I was like, we can't let you go out. I look out onto the balcony there, she's standing there like this. She's like, I'm going to jump off the balcony to try to get to this man. I said, no, you're down, you're going to have to come in. So that's how crazy she was for holiday romance. She was okay, willing to absolutely catwoman off that balcony to try to get that man.
No.
Then she went skinny dipping. All this happened. I don't know if she even went to visit him in the UK. I don't know. Well, it would never be me.
No, I've never went on a trip.
You nearly got shot. And no, then you want to jump off the balcony.
For a man?
For a man you don't even know his name.
First of all, don't care what it is. For a man?
Then she went skinny dip. Now you want to drown yourself out here.
No, I don't be well for people. No, but I've never, ever thought. Do you know what? Something like doesn't sit well with me with men on holidays.
Why are you?
I don't know. I've no interest. No interest whatsoever. So we went to Amsterdam a couple of years ago. I can't mention the name because I'd be bored. And I was seeing someone at the time and I was mad about them, like at home, mad about them. And the girls was all after like bumping into these fellas in a nightclub that we were in, and they were English and they were all over us. And there was this fella that just wouldn't fucking leave me. And I was like, mate, I'm with someone, like I'm all right. And so, but you're so beautiful and you're so this and that. And the girls are like, ah, Carly, give him a chance. I said, I won't give him a chance. I'm in love with someone at home. I won't give him a chance. Wouldn't leave us alone, right? So I got real frustrated because the girls were all for falling in love and I just wanted to pal around with my friends, but they were too busy bleeding, crawling up these men for the whole entire night. So I went home early with one of the other girls that was with someone, and the next day we were going back to a coffee, that one of the coffee shops, and I was like, let's just get stoned and let's just have a ball. Let's get stoned.
Like a shisha?
Yeah, but it's legal. Are they just like legal?
A vape? I never had a shisha in my life.
Just joints.
Because I just be like, how dare you smoke that around me? That's disgusting. Now suck the diddy off of me.
That's what I'm saying. No, but we went to a coffee shop where it is legal to have a little joint.
Before
it's
come for us, legal all over the world.
That's what I'm saying. And then, of course, like that, the girls didn't fucking say anything. And these gobshites walking behind us, they're at the fucking con, their little boyfriends in from the night before to come and meet them. I was fuming. Sean, she was like Honey G in the pub, right? She was hanging over hole. She was green. She was green, right? And do you know when someone's real slimy when they're hungover? Do you know when they're all gooey and
real
all,
gooey
right?
And oily.
Real gooey and all. So she's sitting there, first of all, waxed, right? She's after smoking a joint. She's all gooey and horrible. And that man walks in trying to be all sexy and all.
She didn't have a clue what
was
happening.
In a pair of corduroy trousers. I said, you're going to do that in a pair of corduroy trousers.
Ian has them,
and you're
going
to
you.
Sit down in a pair of fucking chemist shoes and you're going to try and be sexy. Now, do you know, the shoe that braids, that man had this on. I said, no, I'm sorry, I can't
what
do
did
it.
You call it?
the shawl shoes from the chemist that you have to, the orthopedic ones, right? This man came in here trying to be sexy. I hated him. Oh, I hated him, right? And they're coming in, girls, do you want a drink? I was like, fuck off. And then you have this little Ege coming over to me that I told 18 times that I was in a relationship. Your hair's so beautiful. I was like, fuck off, away from
you
me.
Fuck
you
fuck off
well.
As well.
And then your other friends in the corner, like Honey G with a YMCMB fucking snapback on her.
No, she's not.
Like Honey G. Like Honey G in the corner. Yeah. And she starts popping and locking and breakdancing like Torella or fucking white chicks. I said, you'd want to sit down and get your little smelly Jesus looking fella away from me because I am going to flip this whole kip. I said, I'm all for a holiday romance, but the smell of last week off him, I was like, get him out.
We're going to call this woman Mary, for instance. Yeah, right? Mary.
Honestly, and you know what? I could be sensationalising this a little bit, but never let the truth get in the way of a good story. I always say, yeah, that, but I hate it. I said, get rid of that little door box, right? So anyway, they left eventually, which was lovely. It was, I really felt at ease when they left. So the girls then, I ended up in a relationship with this person that I was being so faithful to while I was away. Do you like that? Because I'm a lover girl, Sean. That's what I am. So I ended up with this person, and then they went on another girls trip, and I said, I'm going to stay at home with my man because I love my man.
Because I'm simple.
Yeah, no, because I'm simple. I definitely should have went. But
no,
anyway,
you definitely should have went. But
definitely should have went. Oh, I regret it now. But the girls went on another trip to Newcastle. Turns out this is where these men were from, right?
Ah, no.
Yeah.
No.
So she got onto your man while she was over there, right?
Honey G got onto
Honey G got onto your man while she was over there, right? And they went on a night out and she was like, oh, do you want to meet us out or something? And he was like, oh, look, do you want to lift in to like the club? And she was like, yeah. Sean, yeah, man shows up in a pair of sneakers and a work van.
Oh.
Puts all the girls in the back of the van.
No, he didn't. In the back of the van?
No, he didn't. Work van.
How do you never tell the story? What's wrong with you? He pulled up in sneakers in a work van.
In a work van.
And they're all dolled up in Newcastle, let alone, because you get extra dolled up when you're going away.
And,
the girls
and he went into the gaff, right? And, oh my God.
What?
Right.
Oh,
he went into the gaff and that was grand. Oh my God, I forgot about this story. Anyway, he went into the gaff and he was like, I'll have a drink with these girls and all. Oh. In his Snickers.
Yeah, smash.
And then brought him into town in the white van and left him there, and that was that.
And never to be seen again?
Never to be seen again.
Not even a bit
story,
of hokey
cokey. I have the best story you're ever going to hear. In your life.
Have another one?
The best one you're ever going
to
hear.
Let's go. Fuck this shit. Go for it.
Right. So, a pack of my friends went on another girl's trip. A pack of them went on another girl's trip again. I wasn't there, right? So, say they went to Liverpool. And one of the girls was giving it Wellie in the nightclub one night and she was real into you. And she's like, do you know what? I'm going to find someone tonight. I'm going to have a good wear. Do you ever get when you're just feeling that way? And you're like, I'm going out for a man tonight. That's the way it is. She decided this is what she was going to do. Yeah, she decided that she's going to put her glad rags on. She's going to get sexy and she's going to go out. So she had the diddies out and all. This was when she used to be fun, right? So the girls went out. They went to some nightclub, right? And they were having a ball or whatever. And this fella kept on looking at her. And she's like, oh, he wants me. Oh, he wants me. And she said she was feeling real sexy and flicking her hair. Not now. She said she was probably in bits because she was buckled. But at that moment in time, she felt sexy. So turned out that this fella was the bouncer in the club, right?
He was looking at her to kick her out, was he? No, please, was he looking at her to kick her out? Because she's look, was she, was he?
I prefer your story. I wish that had been it. No, no, he was. He was looking at her. He was giving her the eye, right? So another fella came over to her and started flirting with her, but one of the other girls that she was with started flirting with this fella, so she was fuming then. So she's like, fuck it, I knew the bouncer was looking at me anyway. Oh. So I said, I'll just stick with him, right? So he came over and he was kind of chatting to her or whatever, and he got her number off her. So she was like, right, lovely. So at the end of the night, he ended up leaving that bar and going somewhere else. But your man had texted her and was like, oh, where did you end up going? And she was like, fuck it, you know what? I'm going to be a whore. I'm going to be a whore and I'm going to go with your man,
I'm
right?
trying to picture this whole thing in my head.
Sean,
and head
this is the best thing ever, right? So that's grand. She goes and she does that thing and she goes off with your man, the bouncer, right? She went off and she was a bit carrying on. She came back the next morning and she says to the girls, right, girls, oh no, you'd want to see me. It was a great spin. He was sexy. Like, I'm in love with this man. I love him, right? So they were going out the next night again and they were going to get their makeup done, right? This girl, brilliant at makeup. They found her on Instagram. They loved her. So they're there chatting away like pals and all the whole night. Your one was like, where did you just go last night, right? No. And they were like, oh, we went to such a club or whatever. And she was like, no way. Did you just enjoy it? Like, what did you think of it? And they were like, oh, it's brilliant. And she was like, yeah, do you know what? A friend of mine's fella works there. Actually, he does say that it's a good spot. Like, we should go, like, we should start going and stuff. It's only a new club or whatever. And of course, my friend.
No, she didn't say
my friend wasn't there when this was said. My friend wasn't there when this was said. She said this to one of the other girls.
Right.
So my friend then went in to get her makeup done off and she was sitting there and she was like, how'd you get on last night? And she's like, do you know what, girl?
No, she didn't.
Had the best sex in my life.
She
said, right?
I gotta get sick.
So she was like, no way. Oh, I wonder if I know your man and all, because they were in around the same age. And she was like, oh, I have a picture of him. Like, and she's like, is it looking
no, as she's still getting her makeup done. As she's getting her makeup done.
She's made smoky eyes.
She's made smoky eyes. I once spit eye, on her right? eye.
So she showed her the picture and she went, yeah. And she went, what's wrong? And she went, that's my best friend's fella.
No.
And she said, no, it's not. She said, it's not.
Couldn't be.
She said, no, no, that is my best friend since I'm a small child's boyfriend. They're together 7 years and they live together. Like, they are very much together. So she was like, oh, right, okay. Now that I'm thinking of it, she brought Maxie back to where they were staying, right? Because obviously she didn't go home to his house. Do you know what I mean?
Did that smoky eye continue on?
Oh, well, she said, no, you're going to keep on doing me makeup. Because she's standing there, you know, her. She's a neck like a jockey strap. She sat there. She was like, sorry, will you put a bit of highlighter on me? Thanks very much.
Because she'd be the one that dips her finger in instead of a makeup brush.
Our friend was like, and she goes, do you think I should tell her? And our friend was like, well, like, and she goes, no, do you know what? Like, I will tell her, right?
I don't know.
So now she was very smart about what she did. She waited until she was in the airport and I would have done the same because I'm not going to wrap myself out while I'm in a different country, right? So anyway, she got on to her woman while she was in the airport. Your woman writes back. She got in touch with her, like, by Facebook or something. Your woman writes back, I don't think my fella would actually go near you. I think you're lying.
Oh, oh no. Poor Mary here. I'm dying to say her name. I'm fuming. I can't.
She said, I actually don't think my fella would be interested in
you. I would have replied, you're dead right, enjoy.
My fella said he doesn't know who you are. She said, of course your fucking fella's going to say he doesn't know who I am. She was like, well, so listen to this. She was like, so what way did he have you?
Oh, what positions?
She said, what way did he have you? And she said, ah, girl, now are you on the wind-up?
I
she
couldn't
said,
see
in
front of me last night, girl.
She said, no, because I'll know if you're telling the truth if you're telling me what way. So she's in the airport in the depths, knee-deep in the trenches of a hangover.
And I'd say that smoke, I'd say that smoky eye.
And your woman was like, and what way, how long did you give this for? And how long, because he doesn't last that long if you do this. Do you know all this, carry on? And she was like, oh my God, where's, what tattoo had he got? Here. What way was this? And I said, ah, no. I said, do you know?
I would have just blocked
you're her. You're worse. I just would have said, you know what? Your fella was a lethal spin. Sick for you. Fuck off. Because I would have, if someone tried to make a tick at me like that, I'd be like, do you know what? I done you a solid trying to help you. Your woman lifted her over. So she goes, do you know what? Don't worry about it. So when she got home, the phone then starts ringing when she got
home.
She
landed.
Yeah. So listen, like, I just need you to tell me. And she's like, I'm after telling you what I needed to tell you. She said, will you get out my fucking phone and give it over? I said, look, I tried to give you the benefit of the doubt. I had no idea what was going on. Your fella is in a relationship. He knew what he was doing. I had none got to do with it. I actually tried to be respectful and tell you, but you wouldn't listen to me. So for whatever reason, I don't know why she didn't just block her. But she didn't block her anyway, right? So
oh, yeah, one didn't call her out. Did
no,
she?
No, no, what no. Is it? So a couple of months later, we're at a gaff party, right? Everybody's locked and carrying on. It's stupid o'clock in the morning. And me friend is in the kitchen and there was a big whopper, like 900 box of tea bags, right? Like, you know, like the right. Big industrial ones. For some reason, you know when you're locked and you think you're funny, she had like pictures of her. We were taking pictures of her with the box of tea bags on her head. She put her phone in her back pocket. She sent 15 pictures of her with the box of tea bags on her head to that girl. That she slept with.
After months on end.
All the people in our whole phone that she could have accidentally, and I wouldn't 15. Mind her, Sean, 15 of tea bags.
Was she
not
woke out for it? Or what Sean, was she, no.
And do you know what was worse as well? She was cockeyed in it. There was an eyelash on her cheek. The makeup was melted off her. And she obviously didn't realise that she had done this right. So the next day she woke up again with a chronic hangover and she goes, oh girls, look what's happened, right? She went into the chat, yeah, we'll rip back, and she was like, you're a fucking freak. I don't know why it was something like that. She said, you just want to get your head checked, you fucking freak. And she just blocked her. Oh my God, oh. I wish that I could show you the picture, because the picture, her whole face is melted off her, and she, I'll get it, her whole face is melted off her, and she's like this, taking a tea bag.
Like, oh. Mrs. Dottie with the tea bags on top of her head.
Oh my God, I'm going to get sick. So that was a holiday romance if you ever wanted one.
Yeah, we still have some more.
So and we'll you know do, what? We'll your woman some. Is still with your man. I'm going to find our Instagram. We can laugh.
No,
at
you
her.
Couldn't. Absolutely not.
No, we will. We'll have a giggle at her because that's.
And
it.
Then I'll text him like, your fella broke my hip last night.
Please do for the crack. Nonsense. I wonder if she'll write back and say my fella wouldn't be interested in you.
She wouldn't have fuck. She wouldn't have
I'm
fuck.
Lovely.
No.
Yeah, so holiday romance for you there. God love you. Good night and God bless every. Oh, do you know what, lads? We're all fed up and we're all just fucking off.
Who said that? I'm not fucking off anyway. Let me all tell you something. Ian's actually taking a well-deserved holiday because he got fucked over the bonnet of a car. So let me tell you all something again. We won't be here because our producer's not here to do it for us.
Because he's very tired.
All right. Am I giving Viv a little... Because she'd actually have a mental breakdown listening to the both of us if Ian wasn't here. So basically, we'll see you as never.
She's going on a
see
holiday
in 2 weeks,
as well.
See you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, so we'll see you soon anyway. But next week, you're getting an old episode. And we hope
we'll probably go live on Instagram. Absolute lies. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row, Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.